Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Wednesday, the 18th of March. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you live here this evening. This Wednesday night, coming to you live from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press and the Barnes Review. Check out the Barnes Review at barnesreview.com. That's BARNESREVIEW, barnesreview.com, and americanfreepress.net, just like it sounds. First of all, I want to thank Mark Glenn for sitting in for me last night. I actually was, you know, it was March 17th, St. Paddy's Day. Many of you probably suspected I was out celebrating. Well, that's a holiday for amateurs, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even wear green on St. Patrick's Day, even though I am very definitively of Irish descent. I figure I have it flowing in my bloodstream. I don't need to put on green to prove how Irish I am. But in any case, I was not out celebrating. Actually, you know, I was sitting here listening to the program live last evening and enjoying the hell out of it. Mark Glenn does a great job, and I always appreciate when he can jump in there and take care of things for me. In any case, that was a great show last night. Thanks again, Mark. Well, a few things to chat about. We will go to the phones eventually here, so if you feel a desperate need to sing out, to speak out, you know the number to call. It's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Now, as y'all know, I'm an animal lover. Don't like human beings, but I like animals. And a few months ago, I recommended to you a particular item that was on the internet flashing around on YouTube, which you can still find it there, and probably more hits than ever in the world, and it's really worth watching. I cry like Abe Foxman cries, but real tears on my part. Every time I watch it, it's if you just do a Google search of, and I always put it in quotes, lion embraces friends. I always search it with YouTube. Well, wonderful, wonderful story about that. True story about this lion been out in the wild for a year. He's reunited with some people that bought him from in a department store in London. Anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful video. And it's very, very interesting because now there is a book out about it. The book, which is very interesting as well, has some beautiful pictures in, is called A Lion Called Christian, the story behind the YouTube sensation, the true story of the remarkable bond between two friends and a lion. I'm sure if you do a quick search on the internet, you can find the book. I'm sure it's in all the major bookstores. It's published by Random House. Well, I have a political comment relating to this book called A Lion Called Christian and this video of the lion embracing friends, lion embraces friends. How could I concoct something political about it? No, I'm not here to say that the book is propaganda or that the video is propaganda, although somebody might not like the video because it has Whitney Houston singing in the background, and some people may have political opinions about Whitney Houston. She's a woman. She's black. She's a drug addict. She's a product of the Jewish media machine, so some people might say, oh, well, I don't like that video because Whitney Houston sings, they've attached Whitney Houston's voice to the soundtrack. No, that's not what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen. But I think I've, in considering this wonderful video and indeed this wonderful book, I think I have a point to make here, which I'm going to make when we come back, because it applies to the Patriot Movement and alternative radio and newspapers and information on the internet in general. Stay tuned.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Washington at RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Now, before we went to the break, I said I was going to make a political comment about this wonderful video of Christian the Lion embracing his friends and the book called A Lion Called Christian, which was just released. Well, I know our professional Jewish friends out there, like Abe Foxman and Rabbi A.B. Cooper and Rabbi Marvin Lyer of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, if they're listening tonight, they're saying, oh, Piper's getting ready to come up with a conspiracy theory about the book and the lion. No, Piper isn't. No. No. A point to be made is this, folks. This video was just posted on the internet in 2008. But guess what? People, millions of people all over the world have seen this video now. Definitely into hundreds of thousands, probably millions. People sharing with friends and associates. Anyway, this video goes back to 1971. Okay, you say, so what? Okay, no, there is a so what to this. Okay, guess what? This book, I was searching on the internet to find out more about this lion that I'd seen in the video. I read somewhere that a new book is coming out on the lion. And I walked into the bookstore the other day and said, hey, there it is, and picked it up. This book was originally published in 1971, ladies and gentlemen. This was a reissue of a book that was published in 1971. It's been updated by the two gentlemen who originally owned the lion. It added some new information that wasn't in the book in 1971. Some of you out there now are saying, so what? What's the big deal? I'm getting around to my point. I know I'm very verbose. Forgive me. Okay. It turns out that back in 1971, not only was this book released, but there were also two documentaries that featured Christian the Lion and his story. Now, I haven't done the math, folks, and I'm never very fast in math, but we're talking basically a story that's, what, 40 years old? A story that's 40 years old that has just now become an international sensation. Even though at the time there were a lot of people who knew about Christian the Lion, he was in two documentaries and he was in the subject of a book, and I'm sure many newspaper articles at the time, but that much time has passed. And this new development of this technology we call the Internet that has made such massive communication possible. I don't think I'm being redundant there when I say that, massive communication. It has given a whole new lease on life to this very interesting, very heartwarming story. At least it is to most people who love animals and anybody who has any interest in nature in general. Well, what's so political about that? Well, the politics of it is the fact that you can take something that is so old. It's a 40-year-old story that had its 15 minutes of fame back in 1971. And through the power of the Internet, turn something into a new, absolute, gigantic sensation. Well, now I hear a few naysayers out there saying, oh, what's so gigantic about millions of people looking at a video of a lion hugging his friends? Ah, Piper's stretching it here. Piper's getting boring. He doesn't have enough to talk about. He should be talking about this or that. No, folks, this is a very profound point I'm making, and if you don't get it, well, then you shouldn't even be listening to this program. You shouldn't even be listening to RBN. In fact, you should just close your eyes and ears and go to sleep. Because this demonstrates the power of the Internet. This demonstrates how the passage of time can be wiped away in virtually an instant by someone posting something on the Internet. And that includes people posting totally fraudulent stories on the Internet that are suddenly seen by millions. Now, it just so happens that the story of Christian the Lion is a true story, so far as we know, unless there's this gigantic fraud involved, which I don't believe there was. I mean, it's a true story. But the problem is with the Internet now, we have this massive communication, I should say, instantaneous around the world, with people sending stories on to others and others repeating them, and then the original source originally being forgotten. The guys who wrote this book, the guys who adopted this lion and set the whole story in motion in the first place back in 1969 when they adopted the lion, little did they know there would be something called the Internet, and that 40 years later they themselves would become effectively international celebrities in the shadow of the lion, of course. That's the problem with the Internet, folks, that there is so much crap out there. You know, last week, American Free Press published a story written by my good friend Ralph Forbes, who got the information off the Internet. And it's been floating around in a variety of places out there on the Internet. But one of our other correspondents called in today and said, hey, guess what? That story is a fraud. Now, I wasn't in on the conversation. I happened to be visiting the American Free Press office and was tied up in a meeting, but I was overhearing parts of the conversation. And my understanding is that there are good reasons to believe that this particular story, which originated somewhere, God only knows, that it may be a fraud. I refer specifically to a story about Elie Wiesel, the famed Holocaust survivor, who incidentally just lost all his money, supposedly, to Bernie Madoff. Well, that story has been all over the Internet. Now it's been published in American Free Press. And in the opinion of those who have reason to know about things, and the particular source I'm thinking of is no fan of Elie Wiesel. He's no supporter of the Holocaust legend. No. He's not a Zionist. He's not a secret Jew, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, this particular guy I know who is the source in this, once actually had one of Adolf Hitler's famous still lifes recreated by a professional artist so that he could hang it in his living room and offend his Jewish neighbor with whom he'd been feuding for years. A Jewish neighbor who had a telescope who continually spied on this gentleman in question. That's just a funny story on the side. But as I say, I'm rushing to assure you that the person who is saying that the story about Elie Wiesel being a fraud is a fraud. That person is a pretty reliable source, and he doesn't have any axe to grind in favor of Elie Wiesel. Only because of the nature of the Internet and of the nature of broadcasting do I have to go through that exercise of trying to explain that I'm not relying on a pro-Zionist source. I have to waste so much breath on things like that. But needless to say, there's a story which apparently isn't true, just like the famous story about Sarah Palin being of Jewish descent, that her great-grandfather or her grandfather was a Lithuanian Jewish immigrant. Not true. Just like the story about JFK's driver turned around and shot him. A lot of people believe it, but it's not true. Just like the story, and all these stories, some of these stories originated before the Internet. Now with the Internet, they have a life of their own. And then the even bigger story, the one I keep citing more recently since I wrote the book Target Trafficking, the story that Jim Trafficking got up and gave an extended blast against the Federal Reserve on the floor of the House of Representatives. The only thing that Jim Trafficking said in that famous quote-unquote speech that always is quoted is only the one paragraph. The rest of it somebody else conjured up. And then, of course, we get to the famous JFK Greenbacks legend. There's another one. My God! And I could give you a whole list of other stories. You know, someday, if I have the time, I'm going to sit down and write a book about all of these fraudulent stories. It's going to take some time to reconstruct them because once these frauds are set in motion, people want to believe them. Another prominent fraud is, I think, the story that Barack Obama's grandmother said that he was born in Kenya. Kenya. I don't believe that story. This week, I had a discussion just today with Jim Tucker, the editor of American Free Press. He simply cannot abide Barack Obama for reasons which Jim could explain. I will not try to attribute any particular reasons to Jim, but he absolutely is in an uproar over Barack Obama becoming president. And we had a story written by my good friend Pat Shannon, but based upon a lawsuit and some material that other people have put together. And this story contends that Barack Obama may have several different identities, and it goes on and on and on. And one of the other editors said, that's a good story. And I said, no, I said, I think that's a bad story. I said, I don't think this story has any foundation whatsoever. And Jim Tucker says, well, I think it's a good story. Well, you know, I said, well, you can think that, Jim, but I don't think so. And so, as I say, I don't feel awkward at all disassociating myself from that story. I like Jim Tucker, and I like Pat Shannon, and I like all the people in American Free Press. Well, most of them anyway. But I don't think that story has any foundation. But you know what? Tucker said, well, Alan Keyes thinks that Alan Keyes has associated himself with the story. And I said, yeah. He said, he's black and he's a conservative. And I said, yeah, he's also a very good friend of William Kristol, part of the whole neoconservative Jewish crowd that got us into the Iraq War. So the fact that William Kristol's best friend and former college roommate, and they still remain friends and close political associates, the fact that Alan Keyes is lending his name to one of these stories that says that Barack Obama was not a natural-born citizen, that does not give it good credibility to me at all. But as I say, folks, once you get these stories pumping around on the Internet, people want to believe them because it fits into their mindset. But you know what? I heard a lot of stories I'd like to believe are true, but they ain't. All right, we're going to the break.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure I've aggravated many of our listeners by throwing a wet blanket on some of their favorite legends, but you know what? I hate to say this. I don't care. I don't care because I do not intend to keep up the facade. It would be just as if I would go along with the idea that, oh, yes, Hitler killed 6 million Jews because... Well, it sounds good to say it, even if I don't believe it. I've heard people say, well, you know, I don't really think Hitler killed 6 million Jews, but a lot of people believe it, so I'm going to go along with the story and say that if we're not careful, we're going to end up with Hitlerism here in America, and we'll all go to gas chambers, too. That's the wrong approach in dealing with history. That is the wrong approach. Well, some good news, I guess, ladies and gentlemen. Depends on how you look at it. The Forward newspaper, highly regarded Jewish newspaper published in New York. You can check it out on the internet at forward.com, F-O-R-W-A-R-D, not forward, forward, F-O-R-W-A-R-D.com. Very interesting story. written in the style of which only Jewish newspapers are so capable. Long, winding, sometimes Talmudic. But to cut to the chase, they have included a little sub-headline in the midst of the story that really summarizes it all. Israel watches administration's diplomacy with anxiety. They do say in the story that Barack Obama has effected some changes in the approach to U.S. foreign policy that, well, let's just put it bluntly, the Jews don't like. As Forward puts it, mainstream Jewish reaction has been muted, in part, perhaps, out of reluctance to break with a new administration. I like those qualifiers. It's been muted, comma, in part, comma, perhaps, comma, out of a reluctance to break with a new administration. Well, that's good news. I don't know how much good news we're getting out of Washington or anywhere. This big Jewish firm, AIG, with all their bonuses, I heard the what appears to be the Gentile front man there. What's his name? Liddy. Heard him explaining why those big bonuses to AIG executives were really good for America and good for the taxpayers. And speaking of taxpayers, now pull all those poor Jews who got ripped off by their fellow Jew, Bernie Madoff, I guess along with some other people, Goyim, as they refer to the non-Jews. But, you know, the big whoop-de-doo in the press has been how Bernie Madoff, the people that invested with him, they thought they were part of an exclusive club, they were insiders. Kind of elite, you know, rubbing shoulders with other hoxy-toxy folks who knew somebody who knew somebody who knew Bernie Madoff, and they were really eager to be part of the club. And well, they got to be part of the club, and if we're to believe it, they lost all their money. Money went somewhere. That I don't think we're ever going to find out, but I guarantee you it didn't just go to Bernie Madoff. I think I know where it went. But in any case, just saw an article today, one of the mainstream papers, probably the Washington Post. The IRS is making special provisions for the victims of Bernie Madoff. Oh, can you believe it, ladies and gentlemen? And you know why they're doing that, ladies and gentlemen? It's because they're Jews. Major portions of the Jewish community organizations, prominent Jewish people and their friends in small cliques around the country, in some of the wealthiest enclaves in the republic. Yeah, the IRS, you can look it up for yourself. I think it's today's Washington Post. Pretty sure it's the Washington Post. Could be the Washington Times. It's on the internet. The IRS is making special provisions to help out the victims of the Madoff scandal. Now, how many people in this country have been ripped off by the Potomac Electric Power Company here in Washington, D.C., or AT&T, or their local banks, or their insurance companies, or you name it? How many people get ripped off on a regular basis? And the IRS, they make special provisions for Bernie Madoff victims. Talk about who has power in this country, ladies and gentlemen. It's not the German death cult. It's not the Teutonic Zionists. Well, people who belong to Bohemian Grove, they have some clout. But folks, it's one special group who teach that they are the chosen people of God and therefore special privileges come to them because they are the chosen people of God. That's what they teach. It all has to do with money and the power that comes with money, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of you out there don't like to hear that, don't like to believe that, and you say it's really the Vatican behind it all. But no, folks, it ain't the Vatican. Pathetic though the Vatican may be at times, as it's been recently, not the Vatican.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org. And to remind you, you know, our archives now are only $1.33 a month. I actually, as an RBN host, I can get them for free, and my producer set me up with a free archive, but something got screwed up there, and I missed listening to the archives so much. You know what? I went to PayPal, and I paid my $1.33, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad to do it. I almost feel guilty only paying $1.33 a month. But it's well worth it, folks. I'll tell you, that weekend where I didn't have RBN to listen to, and I usually do listen to the archives of RBN on the weekends, that was a lonely weekend. I had to listen to music while I was working. So if you're not yet hooked up to the archives, you should get hooked up. Because one day you're going to have a friend over and say, hey, Mike Piper had a great show last night. Let's listen to it. And you're not going to be able to play it because you're not subscribing to the archives. Anyway, don't forget also, folks, RBN has the business cards, $8 per hundred. You can get those from RBN. Stick them in your letters, Christmas cards, Easter cards, Mardi Gras cards, whatever. You put those business cards in there to help promote RBN. The number, the address for RBN is 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Well, I just added an interesting new book to my personal library. It's in German. Unfortunately, I can't read it. It's a history of the corrupt French government of the 1930s, or 1920s, I guess. The book was from the personal library of Dr. Joseph Goebbels, who was the propaganda minister for the infamous Third Reich. Even has Dr. Goebbels' personal book plate inside the front cover of the book. And as I said to some friends of mine when I showed them the book and shocked them appropriately, I said, well, from the library of one great writer to the library of another. That probably may shock some of our anti-Nazi listeners out there, but what the heck. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Dave in Memphis.
Hey, Dave. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. You know, I got a little funny for you.
All right.
If the Anti-Defamation League was a delicatessen, hypocrisy would be their Reuben sandwich. You like that one?
Not bad.
Listen, I got some bad news for you, and I'm not being facetious here.
Okay.
The actress, Natasha Richardson, died as a result of a skiing accident. And how do I segue that into the Jews? Well, everything could be segued into the Jews. Her mother was Vanessa Redgrave, who I actually admire. I don't agree with her in everything she does, but I believe her heart's in the right place. You know,
yeah,
this is what's funny about Vanessa Redgrave. She actually portrayed a concentration camp survivor called Fenia Goldstein, or Felinon, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
It was an Arthur Miller play, and she was perplexed why the Jews were upset that she portrayed a concentration camp survivor when the only reason was because she's a human rights activist,
mm-hmm.
right? And she was upset about the Palestinian cause. So they were very upset about that. I mean, you can't do enough for these Jews, can you?
Well, no. You know, I remember that particular Academy Awards where Vanessa Redgrave won an Academy Award for something that she had come. You know, I think the name of the movie was Julia. It doesn't matter. But in any case, she won an Academy Award, and outside the Jewish Defense League was picketing, saying that Vanessa Redgrave should not get an Academy Award because she was a critic of Israel. And she got the award, and of course it was very, very interesting because there were many people booing, but on the other hand, there were many people, you know, applauding. And then she got up there and she said, I want to thank the Academy for not being intimidated by the likes of these people, like these Zionist hoodlums out front of the theater. And of course, at that point, there was actually quite a bit of applause in the theater in the auditorium where the thing was held, because there were enough people out there in Hollywood who in their own minds are able to separate politics from entertainment and drama. But I do recall in that same thing, Alan King later came up and said, I am one of those Zionist hoodlums, you know. So there is this strange dichotomy there with the situation with Vanessa Redgrave. But you know, it's interesting you bring that up about Miranda Richardson. I didn't realize until today that she was Vanessa Redgrave's daughter. I just happened to see a reference to that. I did not know she had died, however, and she is actually quite a good actress herself. So that's very interesting. I'm glad you brought up the point about Vanessa Redgrave. She is a very interesting character and a good actress.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The reason I called was I saw an HBO special, which HBO stands for the Hebrew Broadcasting Organization. Anyway, it was about PETA. You know, you were talking earlier about how much you love animals. I'm the same way. And it was about Ingrid Newkirk, you know, the political activist on behalf of animals. And one of the segments in there featured Abe Foxman, that big fat turd, looking well-fed and pompous among all his books, you know, standing, sitting there. And he was really pissed off that PETA was showing pictures of animals being killed alongside with victims of the Holocaust. And he was upset about that. But what I'm getting at is the whole gist of the program was how ineffective showing these graphic pictures of death and destruction are ineffective. And, you know, if that special was about the Holocaust, it would never be made. They can do that about PETA, but they don't realize
that. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You're a couple years older than me, but every city in the United States back in these early 70s, on Sunday night, just before the kids went back to school after they watched the Disney programs and stuff, mm-hmm. you can always tune in to some, you know, local affiliate, which would show the Holocaust extravaganza. You know, it is a, you know, you can't show a picture of a guy getting shot and that bullet actually penetrating flesh, but you can show pictures of real human beings being baked or you know, dead carcasses all over the place. And I don't know if these people realize. I think they live in a vacuum. They don't realize how much resentment we have towards them because of this throwing this crap in our face. I mean, do they realize that? I really do believe they live in a vacuum. And the only thing that's effective is it stifles free speech. We're afraid to say anything because we may offend somebody. But do they really realize how resentful and how hated they are? Do they realize how hated they are?
You know, that's an interesting question because, you know, I've said this to Jews, to Jews. I've said, you know, I read your news, and I've said this on the air as well, you know, I read Jewish newspapers all the time, and over the years I've read lots of ethnic newspapers for other American ethnic groups and so forth, because we used to get them sent in to us all the time from all over the United States to the old Spotlight newspaper. And the Polish-American newspapers, the Serbian-American newspapers, the Croatian-American newspapers, you know, these are all Russian-American, you name it. They're all very positive and friendly, you know, and, hey, guess what we're doing in our community? And Miss Polish-America is being named, and here's the history of this great Polish-American or this great Serbian-American or whatever. You open up the Jewish newspapers, and it's all about who the Jews hate and who they think hates them. Now, that would be a hell of a way to get up in the morning every morning. I get tired of looking at my messy hair and looking at having to shave every morning, you know, when I look in the mirror in the morning. But it appears to me, though, that the Jews, when they look in the mirror in the morning, they think, oh, my God, somebody out there hates me, or who do I hate, and how am I going to stop them today? It's a mindset that I think is simply unique to the Jews, and I think when you get to that mindset, you can understand why they have this drive to accumulate so much power. Political power in this country and in every country. It's very disturbing. It's very, very disturbing. And you know, we could get into the historical and philosophical and religious roots of it. But I mean, just looking at the veneer, at the phenomenon as it exists, that in and of itself is interesting. So I guess I don't have the exact answer to your question, but I know where you're coming from.
I sent you a email a couple weeks ago about this Quentin Tarantino. Did you ever get that?
You know that now. All of us, I don't recall, but you know what? I'm behind in my emails right
okay,
now.
Can I tell you this?
Cherry picking. Well,
okay.
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to quote The Guardian. Okay. This was dated August 18th, 2008, and this movie is just about to come out. It's probably going to come out in about a month. Quentin Tarantino. You know.
Oh yeah.
You know who he is, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. The Guardian reports that Germany, and this is a quote, Germany is not too happy with the upcoming Quentin Tarantino-directed Inglourious Bastards due to lack of distinction between Germans and Nazis. They are also concerned that the country will be seen as a bunch of barbarians. Now, the script for the film has leaked onto the Internet and features scenes of scalping, disembowelment and swastikas being engraved in foreheads as a group of American Jewish soldiers are airdropped into Nazi-occupied Europe to wreak havoc on the Germans. A part of the script has Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's in this as Lieutenant Aldo Raines, a hillbilly from the mountains of Tennessee. Now, I'm from Tennessee. I don't know any Jewish hillbillies out here. But he's a hillbilly from Tennessee who states, we will be cruel to the Germans, and through our cruelty, they will know who we are. He goes on to order his troops to get me 100 Nazi scalps. And one member of the group, known as Bear Jew, has a reputation for bashing Germans' brains in with a baseball bat. He features in at least one scene. Now, if the script has anything to go by, the film looks like a stomach churner, right? Apart from baseball bashing, skin engravings, we see one German officer being shot in the testicles, as well as scalps being peeled like a banana skin from others. Now, don't you love that?
Yeah, I mean, I can look at that in about five different ways. I'd like to burrow. I wish I could be some sort of, like one of these bugs that you see in science fiction films or in the X-Files. I wish I could burrow into Quentin Tarantino's brain and figure out exactly what his motivations were in making such a film, because, you know, I could come up with two or three different explanations for that. But I want to tell you something. I guarantee you that Jewish audiences are going to love that film. They are the inherent bloodlust that we've seen demonstrated in Gaza and really throughout the history of Israel since the establishment of that Jewish state. There is this desire for vengeance, this bloodlust. And they're going to love that movie. Now, it's funny, the Germans are upset about it. I would think that the Germans might have figured out a long, long time ago that the average American child thinks most Germans are butchers based upon, when I was growing up, the Germans were the bad guys, you know? So it's very, very interesting. I have a vague memory. I'm going to check my emails, but I'm going to look that up on the Internet. Yeah, that does sound familiar to me, and it's, well, that's very interesting.
Yeah, guess who the producers are who have produced every single Quentin Tarantino film? Lawrence Bender and Harvey Weinstein.
And you know what? Do you know what? Harvey Weinstein was one of the guys who was bitching and moaning about Mel Gibson's film, saying that it was overly violent. You know what, Dave? That's what we call chutzpah. Or
right.
If you say it correctly, let me get my throat just right. Chutzpah.
Hey, well, I've noticed this trend in Hollywood. They're steering away from the Holocaust and actually steering towards more the tough Jew, the I'm out for revenge, kick-ass Jew, the tough Jew, you know, like Munich and Don't Mess with the Zohan, you know, all these. I think they're losing grip on the fact that people are getting sick and tired. You know, people have to deal with their own problems. They don't want to hear about the Jews' problems. Now they're trying to push this tough Jew. You know, don't mess with the Jew.
Well, you know, there's a psychology there too, because they want to get that message out to people. You know, because you know this comes back to what I've always said. I've said it on a show 100 times. That essentially, when it comes right down to it, the Jews are largely bullies.
Right.
They rely on a lot of bluff. You know, they rely on a lot of politicians being afraid to say anything at all, one way or the other, and that's usually the way it is. And so they just make so much noise. And as I said here the other day, that I'm sure it's happened a million times on Capitol Hill. Someone from the Jewish lobby is out there knocking on the door, and a senator just says, "I'll just give the Jew what he wants. Just get him out of here. I don't want to listen to him." You know, and you know, I tell you, that's very, very sad when any one group of people has finally made themselves as a group, not as individuals, because not all Jews are responsible for the crimes of the group and the group's leaders, but the fact that a group becomes so unwelcome because of the nature of the group itself. And that's pretty sad. I really, as I say, that's very sad, because I don't hear people talking about the Serbians or the Croatians or the Poles or the this is or the that's as the way I do hear people talking about the Jews. And right. whose problem is that? Whose fault is that?
Right.
Think about it. Dave, that was a very interesting call. I appreciate it.
Hey.
All right. We are going to the break. Folks, think about that. That was a very interesting call from Dave. Very, very interesting call. All right. We are going to the break. When we come back, we've got Bill from Ohio. We're going to bring Bill up. Stay tuned, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you here live tonight, very live at republicbroadcasting.org.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, folks, welcome back. Mike Piper here. We're wrapping up the hour. We've got Bill from Ohio. Bill, come on up.
Hi there, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Bill. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Hey, just in honor of St. Patrick's Day, just a real quick one for you. Do you know why Irish jokes are so simple?
Why?
So the English can understand them.
Oh, that's good.
The Zio English. Hey, We know that our money's in Israel, Mike. I don't know if this is something you've ever touched on or not. Do you remember those cables being cut in the Mediterranean?
You know, I do.
You know what that was done for?
Tell me.
When the bank wires were being done to Israel, No more paper trail.
Very interesting. You know, I do remember that happening, and I remember having a conversation, I do believe, with no less than Mark Glenn on that topic. And I don't, you know, that makes sense to me. The reason why I couldn't have even begun to guess at that, it makes sense to me because I know enough about what those cables are that that would be a logical explanation.
They were cut several times on different days, different weeks. I think it was done two or three times. And the chances of that happening, Mike, at the bottom of the sea being cut, you know, in different areas completely of the sea are slim to none. I mean, it just...
Yeah, and you know, I tell you why it makes even more sense. That, you know, okay, if it were just plain old internet hacking of some sort or another, you could say, oh, well, it's some smart little Jewish boy in Tel Aviv having fun.
Right.
Okay. But we're talking of, to go down there literally to hack those cables, that requires skilled people who know what they're doing, who have the capabilities of, you know, going down there that far into the water.
Right, right.
You know,
I'd love to see some investigative journalists pick up on this story. I worked that out after thinking about it in really no time at all. I kind of wish that I had actually even talked to Mark about it, because we should. But I would love to have someone write up a story on it. It's just a supposition. And
well, you know, no, but Bill, I tell you, as you, when you told me that immediately, I mean, okay, now, again, you know, this was an operation that required a lot of money, a lot of skill.
Right.
And it had to be backed by someone of substance. Now,
right.
And I refuse to believe that there was some madcap millionaire sitting somewhere on a Greek island saying, hey, wouldn't it be fun to spend a couple million dollars to send out a bunch of divers to go out and cut the cable.
No.
No, that isn't what madcap millionaires.
There
do.
Was a motive behind it, and there was a reason for it, and now we know what that reason is. That erased the paper trail altogether.
I think you're absolutely right, and you know, I tell you what, I bet you that, you know, unfortunately we're running out of time right now, but I'll bet you that we have a listener out there, maybe live right now, or who'll be listening on the archives the next couple days, who will be able to maybe fill in some of the blanks or maybe give us some further information on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I think
the only reason I bring it up, Mike, is for that reason.
Yeah, I'm sure there is someone out there. And you know, it's the, you know, and we're not just talking about swimming down maybe 100 feet.
No.
Whipping out machetes here,
right,
and things like that.
Right, correct.
Yeah, this is Bill, that's very interesting. And like I say, I hope and I pray there is somebody out there who can call this program tomorrow night or some night very soon in the future and just give us their input on that. Bill, thanks a lot. Hell of a call. Appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's an interesting something for you to chew on, and I think Bill is absolutely right. If you can find an innocent explanation for it, please call in and tell us tomorrow night, but I don't think you can. Very interesting. Make a great movie, wouldn't it? Of course, it really happened. Since it happened under the circumstances in which it happened, they're not going to make a movie out of it. Unless they could blame it on the Arabs, the Muslims. Have a good evening, folks. With recent internet